I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, April 29th. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the federal racketeering conviction of Republican former Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder and will not hear his appeal. Householder had asked the High Court to review the charges related to the FirstEnergy nuclear power plant bailout scandal. State House correspondent Karen Kessler reports.
The High Court denied the appeal requested by Householder, who's serving a 20-year sentence for taking $60 million in bribes from FirstEnergy as he pushed through the billion-dollar nuclear power plant bailout, House Bill 6, as Speaker in 2019. The decision effectively ends Householder's attempt to have his conviction overturned, which started right after a jury found him and former Ohio Republican Party Chair Matt Borges guilty in 2023. Householder's attorney says that he'll continue with his efforts to seek a pardon from President Trump. Prosecutors said Householder and FirstEnergy executives rode together on a company jet to Trump's inauguration in 2017, beginning what became the largest bribery scandal in state history. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Next Tuesday is Ohio's primary. RTA will offer free rides to help people get to the polls to cast their ballot. These free rides apply to both RTA's fixed route and paratransit services. Riders are encouraged to use the Transit app. That's RTA's official real-time information and trip planning app to find the bus stop nearest to their polling location. The app is free to download and available at Google Play and the App Store. Riders without a smartphone can also access real-time trip planning information at their service's website, iRideRTA.org. RTA has provided free rides for all elections since 2018. A survivor of abuse by former Ohio State University team doctor Richard Strauss shared his story last week to raise awareness for victims of sexual assault and continue to press the university for accountability. For the Ohio Newsroom, WOSU's Ali Vogrinsik talked with Kirk Dixon.
Dixon was recruited to play baseball for OSU in 1978. In the following years, he underwent exams by Dr. Strauss. The late Strauss sexually assaulted dozens of athletes during his time at the university, including Dixon. At the time, Dixon wondered,
did I do something wrong? Did I react a certain way that encouraged it? You know, that was inappropriate. So there was a lot of guilt. There was a lot of fear.
Dixon carried the secret of his abuse for years. Only after his adult daughters convinced him to go to therapy did he realize the shame of what happened had been affecting him for decades. He's sharing his story now to support other sexual abuse survivors. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Ali Bugrinsik.
And Ohio State recently settled with eight more Strauss survivors. Dixon is part of an ongoing lawsuit against the university. 6888 Kitchen Incubator is expanding in the Dayton Arcade. The shared commercial kitchen has been open for 2 years. A groundbreaking was held on Tuesday for the second phase. This expansion will add two private kitchen pods, a community and catering kitchen, a retail storefront, and additional storage. It's projected to be completed in 5 to 6 months. 6888 is a food business incubator offering shared commercial kitchen access, business training, and connections for undersourced food entrepreneurs. The kitchen owners say it has created 39 jobs and generated more than $720,000 in combined revenue for members. With this expansion, the kitchen will increase how many entrepreneurs it serves every year. Cleveland Cliffs is changing course from its plan to decarbonize its Middletown Steelworks using hydrogen. Now the manufacturer has applied for an air permit to prolong its fossil fuel burning fixture for the next few decades. It hopes to pay for the project with hundreds of millions of public dollars. WYSO's environmental reporter, Adriana Martinez-Smiley, has been following this issue.
2 years ago, Cleveland Cliffs unveiled plans for an ambitious transformation at its Middletown steel mill using over $500 million in Inflation Reduction Act funds. The plan was to swap the plant's coal and coke-fired blast furnaces it uses to make steel with 100% electric furnaces fueled by hydrogen. The project served as a bellwether for the Biden administration's industrial demonstrations program. It sought to convince factories to decarbonize. Then Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm toured the Middletown plant for the announcement in 2024. She said they wanted the changes there to be replicated across the country.
We don't want to just make the best products in the world, and we will. We want to make sure that we make the best and cleanest products in the world.
Cliffs once estimated this project would reduce 1 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions annually and add 170 jobs. And community members celebrated the expected health and quality of life improvements. But once President Trump started his second term, government leaders retreated from federal investments in climate change mitigation. Many of the plans for U.S. hydrogen generation went offline. In an earnings call last summer, Cliff CEO Lorenzo Gonzalez described to shareholders the company's plans to pivot.
It's not like that project was canceled by the DOE, because it was not. We informed the DOE that we would not be pursuing that project. What generated a very good conversation with the current DOE on revamping that project in a way that we preserve and enhance Middletown using beautiful coal, beautiful coke, beautiful natural gas.
Then Cleveland-Cliffs submitted a new air permit in February that cements the hydrogen project as a distant memory. WYSO obtained that application submitted to the Southwest Ohio Air Quality Agency. It calls for refurbishing the 73-year-old number 3 blast furnace. Ariana Christie works with Industrious Labs, a nonprofit focused on decarbonizing heavy industry. She says this proposal will give a pollution-burdened community more of the same problems.
So this project will extend the life of this furnace well into the 2040s at a time when global steelmakers are increasingly beginning to move away from coal-based steelmaking.
Cliffs also wants to install a cogeneration plant. Christie says that would capture excess gas from steelmaking to generate steam and electricity to partially power the mill.
So it makes the existing dirty coal-based steelmaking process somewhat less wasteful, but it actually does nothing to reduce the carbon and health-harming pollution that's the central problem in coal-based iron making.
Southwest Ohio clean air advocate Marilyn Wall says she, along with a Middletown resident, are trying to notify neighbors of the plan.
You know, I think part of what is really challenging for the community is that it's a really complicated application, and it's hard to figure out what exactly they're doing and how much difference this would be.
Refurbishing the furnace will likely cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Based on the Cliff CEO's comments last year, Ian Wells, an organizer with the Natural Resources Defense Council, says,
yeah, I mean, there's a chance that they've attempted to rescope the project, that they're still planning to use funding under the industrial demonstrations project, but for a different purpose. And I think the challenge that we have is we just don't know if that public money is still being used, and if so, how it's being used.
The viability of this project might be contingent on this rescoping. In Cliff's most recent earnings call from April 20th, Gonzalez said,
our Middletown Works project has received clear affirmation that the project will proceed once the updated scope is finally approved, and we are now in the final stages of completing that work.
It's also not clear if the company is allowed to repurpose that $500 million grant. The U.S. Department of Energy and Cleveland-Cliffs didn't respond to WYSO's multiple requests for comment. Christie says Cleveland-Cliffs doesn't have a lot of cash on hand, and that means the community could influence the outcome.
Pushback, advocacy, things that slow this project down all shift the calculus for the company away from supporting a relining at this facility.
The Ohio EPA hasn't made a decision on the application, but the agency says there will be a 30-day public comment period once a draft permit is available. And it can schedule a public hearing on that draft permit if there's enough public interest. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
Scattered rain showers remain in the forecast for at least part of the day today, but they should move out here by this afternoon, and we should have a dry evening tonight. We'll have a high today in the mid-60s. Should be dry on Thursday, a high near 60. A slight chance of rain once again on Friday, but a dry weekend coming up, and temperatures will be a bit cool for this time of year. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, April 29th. I'm Mike Fraser.